Call Back the Past.
A farmer's daughter. She's one of the nicest ever seen, and her cheeks they are rosy red, and her age is just sweet 17. When I throw my arms around her neck and try to steal a kiss, oh, she'll wriggle and giggle and twist and twiggle, and then you'll hear her shouting. I say, will you stop your tickling joke? Stop your tickling joke! Can you make me laugh, say happy, or you'll make me choke? I wish you'd stop your nonsense. Look at all your frock. Stop your tickling, 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 tickling.
Harry Lauder with a song he made famous in 1904. It was in 1904 that C.S. Rolls first became interested in the cars made by H. Royce, leading to the formation of their famous company. The year also provided the first ultraviolet lamp and safety razor blades, as well as healthy competition in the gramophone market.
Have you seen the Rawlinson, Jones? If not, send the machine along and have one fitted. It'll interest you. The difficulties of leaky joints now completely solved. No crossbins, no rattle. Perfectly sound tight and automatically self-centering.
All the latest popular songs and bands on Britannia Records.
Henry Seymour's microphonic reproducer with pneumatic diaphragm stands easily first.
Do you possess a phonograph? If so, why not Townsley's patent speed indicator?
Can be fixed in 5 minutes.
Excelsior Records, the loudest shilling record on the market.
What is a rectophone? Try it. It is the best scientific talking machine of the day.
In the year in which Marlene Dietrich was born, Puccini completed his famous opera, Madame Butterfly, and the London Symphony Orchestra made its first public appearance. It was in 1904 as well that Enrico Caruso made this recording. H.G. Wells completed writing his book The Food of the Gods in 1904, while Henry James with The Golden Bow, Jack London with The Sea Wolf, and Joseph Conrad with Nostromo also contributed to the world of letters. Other books of the year, G.K. Chesterton's Napoleon of Notting Hill and O. Henry's Cabbages and Kings. Famed pianist Benno Moiseevich was 14 years old and at school in Odessa, but not for long. He tells how he got to Vienna and the famous teacher Liszt-Tzky.
I was expelled from school.
Aha.
In 1904, and not because of my lack of pianistic talent or whatever it was, but just because I was mischievous. I used to do all sorts of things which I shouldn't have done, and always said I didn't do it. But one day something I did not do, and they accused me of it, and I said I didn't do it, and that was actually demolishing the school. They found a brick from the school gate on the ground. And I inadvertently told the porter, I said, oh, I did it, but I really didn't do it. However, there was a meeting immediately, a director's meeting, and they said, we forgave you when you did this, and we forgave you when you do that, but once you start demolishing the school, that's too much for us. Out. Actually, I think it was a 3 months sentence to be absent from the school. But meanwhile, my parents got panicky and they wrote to my brother, who lived in London, and told them about this calamity, and they immediately said, bring him to London and we'll see what we can do. And so I went with my mother to London. And in all admiration, I must say that I went to play to the head of the Guildhall School of Music, Dr. Cummings. And as soon as I finished playing, he said, there are no teachers for you in this country. And I strongly advise you to go to Lischtitzky. And I went to Lischtitzky.
For those interested in lighter music, there was always the music hall, where you could hear Miss Lil Hawthorne singing Tessie. In America, the New York subway started operating for the first time, and the then tallest building in the world, the triangular-shaped Fuller Building with 22 floors, was completed. Theodore Roosevelt was re-elected president with a massive majority of over 2 million votes in a year in which Helen Keller, who lost her sight, hearing, and speech in infancy, demonstrated her miraculous courage by graduating from Radcliffe College.
I will repeat for Helen, in case you don't all understand what she says. Yes, Helen? You start. Students and professors and friends. This is indeed a thrilling and memorable event to me.
Helen Keller in later years. 1904 headlines were caused in New York when a policeman arrested a woman for smoking on the street. The Olympic Games was hosted by the United States, the actual venue being St. Louis. But the Games were a mere sideshow in the shadow of the World Fair held there, with only some 2,000 people watching. Major scandal of the Olympiad was the discovery that the winner of the marathon had hitched a 10-mile lift by car. Mr. Alec Hurley at the Music Hall of 1904. At the Legitimate Theatre, J.M. Barrie's evergreen play for children, Peter Pan, J.M. Singer's Riders to the Sea, and in the year of his death, Anton Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard. Major American exponents of the works of Shakespeare, E.H. Southern and Julia Marlowe joined forces for the first time in 1904 and toured the States with scenes like this one from Julius Caesar.
Oscar, mean you, wherefore lies you now? It is not for your health that you commit your weak condition to the raw cold morning.
Nor for you, neither. You've ungently through this cold night day, and yet a night of supper, you suddenly arose and walked about, musing and sighing, and with your arms...
1904 saw the first use of trenches in the Russo-Japanese War. The photoelectric cell, perfected by Elster and Geitel, Anschutz Kamp's gyro compass, and the first engine-driven lifeboats were also features of the year. F.S. Kipping discovered silicones, and Marie Curie was awarded the Nobel Prize for her work in chemistry. It was also the year of this song, sung by Charles Coburn. Chinese labor was imported for work on the reef gold mines in 1904, a year which saw an uprising in German West Africa by hereros who resented German interference in their pastures. From Clarence, Switzerland, came the news of the passing of ex-president Paul Kruger. His body was brought to South Africa for burial. Mr. J.C. Flock recalled,
The cortege moved from the Susanna Hall along the route that was draped in black. Even the street lights were covered in black and purple. And it went to Pretoria West, where the Reverend F. Postma conducted the service. Stalwarts of the old guard of the South African Republican Police and the Staats Artillery lowered the coffin, covered with a Transvaal and Free State fifth-clears, into the grave. Paul Kruger was at rest in his old capital.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.